Hey, everybody, Jeff Thompson, Friendly Fearly, Minnesota. I'm going to get involved in the marching on, and I got a lot to make up here because I'm late. I better hightail it into some very fast marching. This is a great thing because we've all been in spots and ruts or something like that where, you know, you just got to push forward. You got to push forward. You got to plow ahead. You know, you got to hitch up the team and go for it. And when I'm talking about team, I'm talking about some people in the community or a community that you can bond with. One time I needed, after I took care of my dad for 2 full years for 24/7, I needed a community. I founded it in the NFB back then, and it landed me a job at Blind Incorporated, and worked there for five and a half years it was good. I taught woodworking, kind of industrial arts 101. Most of the stuff, 50% of it, was basically life skills in a sense, you know. Because woodworking was part of it, but not too many people became carpenters or anything like that. But, you know, maybe if the leg of a table was loose, they'd investigate it and find a wing nut or find a screwdriver or something that to fix it with or whatever it took, you know. But that can-do attitude. And I got to meet so many people, so many, 200, 300, 400 students. I don't know the numbers. And then a bunch of clients that had to come through for, like, say, services for the blind. They send their personnel through there. I met a lot of them and still have good relationships with a lot of the people there. And that's what it is. It's about, you know, the community, the socialization, and building relationships and not burning bridges and all that stuff. I'm not with the NFB or Blind Incorporated anymore, but I didn't burn the bridges, you know. Just differentiated and went out my own way. And being involved in the audio boom community, you know, it's really interesting. It is interesting because it's a place where you get to listen to other people that are similar, similar journeys, similar paths. We're all on kind of a same type of road, you know. Some go different directions than others, but it doesn't matter because it seems like the same barricades and brick walls are along the way. And by sharing what we experience, how we overcame difficulties related to blindness on this journey and stuff like that, it really, really helps. You're not alone out there. And believe me, with blindness, you can really feel alone. And that's like after my dad passed away, that's how I felt. I wasn't connected with the sighted world, or I wasn't connected with the blindness world. And I definitely needed to get connected to the blindness world to build up my skills and confidence and stuff so I could face the sighted world. So marching on. I'm going to try doing this right now. I'm plowing ahead with some initiatives that I have developed and am working on. And thanks, Christopher. I believe you started it. I miss that room that you had all them clocks going off on and the time you broke all them bottles in the garbage bin and recorded it. That was really cool. Neat stuff. Neat stuff. So I will see you guys tomorrow, hopefully. Hopefully I can catch up because we're all marching on, right? All right. Thanks a lot. Until next time.